Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, TSP family? Hope you have a dope day, and thank you for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 9, Episode 6. My name is Chris Chu, and on lead vocals is the crew. What is up, Maya?
Ooh. What up?
What up? What is up, Cal?
Yo, 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 what's going down?
And what is up, Q?
Yo.
Yo. As always, the Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, SneakerLogic. You can find them on Instagram at SneakerLogic_official. You can use your coupon code TSP15, TSP15, get 15% off your order. Yeah, clean sneakers for the warmer weathers. It snowed here 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Blanketed the city in white powder, not the cocaines.
Like 9 days before spring, officially.
Yeah.
It just got cold again here, too.
What a world. Got cold? No, we're back to normal. I saw...
Now we are today, but for like 3 days in a row, it was like in the minus 20s.
Alvin, I saw you post some pictures in shorts.
Yeah. It was like 20 degrees, doc.
Oh, shit.
I was like, anything above 15 degrees, I'm in shorts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Okay. Again, Sneaker Logic to clean your sneakers. Check them out on Instagram. Now let's get to the way we start the podcast with what you're planning to wear tomorrow, brought to you by the good friends over at Quality. You can find them on Instagram at Quallatee, quality.com. You can use our coupon code SPOD20. I think it still works. I'm not sure. We'll figure it out. In any case, their spring summer 2024 just dropped. Men's and women's.
Fire.
Very fire. Fire, fire, fire. Okay, who wants to kick it off? What they plan on wearing tomorrow?
I'll go.
Oh, yep. You go.
It's supposed to be nice out again tomorrow. Not super nice, but nice enough to enjoy the sun that we get these days. So I can step out after work and stuff like that nicely. It's nice. I'm going to go with Dusty Rose. I believe the color was Perfect Hoodie.
Yeah.
With my skinny jeans, the plain blue ones. I don't remember what they're called. They're actually the very first piece of Qual stuff I got, which is they're just a blue skinny jean.
Is it the essential denim? I don't know. Possibly.
I think they were just the skinny jeans. The very first ones, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I got those from you in person, actually. But I'm going to wear those, and I'm going to pair them with my Avalanche Ronnie Feig A6 because it's beautiful. It's nice out, and they're a light color, like sunset. That's when I'll be outside. So it'll be nice. Yeah.
You only going out when the sun sets? Nice.
No. Romantic. Yo, the sun is starting to stay up now and stuff. Uh-huh.
I know. So beautiful. Nice. The sunsets are so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go next. I'm going to be wearing the multi-cargo denim. I'm going to go all denim. And the boyfriend denim jacket is going to be denim head to toe. And on feet, I will be wearing the off-noir Union 4s.
Fire.
Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Canadian tuxedo tings.
Canadian tuxedo tings.
Yeah. Alvin? Right.
Well, since it's, well, it says it's going to be like 15 degrees tomorrow. So I think I'm going to try to pull off some shorts again.
All right.
I'm going to go throwback and do the paisley, the black paisley mesh shorts from Koala. Just with the black Perfect Hoodie. And then, you know, probably like it's Air Max month.
It is.
So I think I'm going to go the Air Max 1 DJ Clark Kent 112s.
What the heck?
I think that'd be all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, might as well. It's almost done, man. So
How old are they?
Oh, that's a great question.
They're getting up there, but you've been wearing them like
they were worn before, like by the previous owner.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, mm-hmm. that's why I was like very confident in purchasing them, just because like I'm like they'll be wearable regardless.
Right.
So far so good though. Like everything's intact, so I'm gonna keep wearing them until they fall apart.
Okay. Yeah. Shit, that's such a nice shoe. The first time I saw them in person was, I can't remember the year, but it was on the feet of Oscar Castillo from Modern
From
Notoriety.
Modern, yeah.
He was in town and he decided to stunt on everyone. I was like, yeah, very nice, very nice. Memories. I plan on wearing a wide-legged corduroy tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I have the three colorways that they released. And I don't know their official names, I apologize, but I like to call them light brown, brown, dark brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can picture it in my head, so.
Yeah.
This is where my brain's at. Sometimes I'm like, well, this light brown is a bit too light for what I'm trying to accomplish right now.
Right.
And I do like the dark brown very much. So I try not to use it too much because it'll become brown. Dark brown will become brown if I wear too much. So yeah. I just wear brown. Until brown becomes light brown. And then I'll move over to dark brown. Right?
True.
With those, I'm going to be wearing the Air Max 95 in the neon colorway. My front door has been rotated for an Air Max month extravaganza. Most of the sneakers there right now are Air Maxy.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's cool. And I also, and Alvin, I think you can help me with this. I tend to, much like my dark brown pants, I tend to save the good stuff. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not wear too much, but I'm like, what am I saving it for? Let's bring out some good stuff. So I have a few slots at the front door for some classic Air Max. Do you guys want to guess what they are? Real quick. One guess each. And
95, infrared 95. I mean, not 95, 90.
Air Max 1.
90. Air Max 90. Air Max 90. Infrared, yes. Neon, of course, I just mentioned it. And then you said, Maya, you said Air Max 1.
Oh, I think the Travis Air Max 1, no?
I do have the Travis Air Max 1 in there. But I have Air Max 1 anniversary. Red or blue?
Anniversary.
Red or blue?
Red. I'm going red.
Blue.
Oh,
I don't have the red.
Oh.
So that, and then I have, there's two slots because, okay, this is dumb, but picture this, audience. I have a little shelf, shoe rack thing going on, so I could fit three shoe pairs of sneakers under the rack so they touch the ground, and I have three slots on the rack, which kind of elevate the shoes. And for me, those are more like for shoes that I need to, you know, take care of a bit more, right? Keep it off the ground. It's like if I have a 6-car garage going on, right? And I had to have a lift for some cars, I'd like to lift the ones that are nice, right?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. You drive them less often.
Yeah. So I have two slots in the upper rack.
Okay.
And,
okay.
I picked two pairs of sneakers that are Air Max that are very nice. Actually, maybe I'll wear one of those tomorrow because it is kind of nicer tomorrow. I put an Air Max 1 Atmos Elephant
in
one slot.
Yeah.
And I put there was a choice between Air Max 1 Master.
Oh.
But I put Air Max 97 /1 Sean Wotherspoon instead.
Oh, very
nice.
Oh,
jeez.
I think I'll wear those tomorrow, actually, guys.
Standing ovation.
So audible.
With the corduroy.
Audible, yeah, with the corduroy. Corduroy on corduroy. Maya's going denim. Oh,
with the denim on denim.
Denim. Corduroy.
Denim
corduroy.
On denim and corduroy and corduroy.
Is that the Montreal tuxedo? Is that what it is?
Might as well be.
Montreal tuxedo. All right. Yeah, nice wares. Oh. Yeah, okay. Again, quality, check them out. Yo, the new collection is good, right, guys?
It's so good. Oh, and good. Some of the menswear stuff too, like those denim shorts.
Yeah.
They're kind of like.
Oh, yeah.
A little longer. Like, jorts. They're like jorts.
Yeah. I feel like women those. Can order from the whole thing. Like, just go for
the
it.
Whole thing,
yeah.
Bro.
The whole catalogs. Yeah. I peeked at the women's stuff. I'll go in there and look at it and see if there's something that, what if they got like a super large size, not the pants, but like, I don't know, tops. Anyways. All right. Let's move on to a little segment that we teased from Canada Got Sold. It's called CGS Picks. Who wants to kick it off?
I'll kick it off.
Yeah.
So I saw that they were doing a pro-tro of the gold medal Kobe 4.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about that, man. Like, anything, for me, it's anything like Kobe 4 to 6.
Yes.
Skip the 7, because that killed my foot. And then hit me up with some 8s and 9s. Okay. And 10s. And I'm blessed. So and then, especially when they're bringing out, like, special colorways.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just making new colorways, which isn't a bad thing. I like the new colorways too, but when they're retroing older colorways, like, huge fan. Love that shit. So keep doing it.
Do you
if I can cop these, they're definitely a cop.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shoe. Sure.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
I have to imagine that it's gonna be tough. Very tough. Because it's a nice looking shoe too. Some of them are.
Yeah, some of them. I've seen like a Kobe sit.
What?
Where?
Maybe in stores in New York.
Oh,
no.
It might have been. Yes, I'm telling you.
In GS size or in regular size? Because I've seen stores here like just notify people, hey, we got PS size available. And I'm like tempted.
Oh, wow.
Just because
you're
it's available. No, because it's like,
that's crazy. It might just be the store. It must have been.
Maybe. Yeah.
It wasn't here in Montreal, that's for sure. Huh.
I would have minded a couple Kobe 7s get retroed.
There's some nice colors, but in terms of wearing them, I get what Alvin says. They're like
They're
boards.
Like plastic. Yeah, they're a big plastic shoe. But I wouldn't mind another crack at a couple of those 7 colorways. Like, I remember one of my Poison Dart Frogs started to yellow a little bit.
Oh, those were good. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Poison Dart Frog was really nice, man. And then also the Christmas one with the purple cheetah print.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also very nice. Yeah, even with the ankle thing, the ankle sleeve.
Yeah. But those are the two. I like those two Kobe 7s. I just had to say that because I know, like, Kobe 7 is not the greatest. I sold all mine right away. Those were the ones that I sold, like, just because I wasn't wearing.
I feel like they kind of know, like, what? They've done a 5, some 6, the 4, and now they're doing 8s, right?
Yeah.
So they kind of knew to skip.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my CGS pick.
Yeah.
This week are hats. Did you guys see the Bape MLB collaboration?
Mm-hmm.
I saw a glimpse of it, but I'm very intrigued.
Yeah. So Major League Baseball and Bape are doing a collab, and I believe it's only a Japan exclusive. But I had reached out to New Era to see, like, if they could do anything, fingers crossed, because I'm a huge fan of the all over camo print.
Yeah.
And even all the different colors, there's like the purple print, the red print, the gray print, and the camo print. But I think if I had to choose, it would definitely be the regular ABC camo.
Yeah. It's
The hype.
recognizable, which is great. Babe Camel.
And I they did I think Angels, White Sox, New York, Yankees
Yeah.
for the teams.
Those
But
are really dope.
the hype beast in me needs it.
Do you feel like
Really
they
dope.
that had people, do you guys feel like they made a lot more Angel stuff? But now it's like, oh shit, we should have done Dodger stuff because of Otani, or is Angels just as
Somewhat,
popular,
yeah.
right?
Somewhat,
True.
yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about hats
Well,
or
because I
too much about
got
baseball, but
a lot of these hats shops that like move quick, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
something like that with Bape might have been in the pipeline for a minute.
A
You know
long
what I
time ago,
mean? Like,
probably, yeah.
yeah. So that might have been like because Otani's playing there, right? And
Oh,
Bape's
true.
Japanese.
Oh yeah. Yes.
So
100%.
yeah,
Yeah.
but
But
I don't know. I don't
one
know.
of the things that like I learned though is that if it's recently something that's like super customized is called a CTO, and it takes a lot of time for it. Like it takes 3 months for samples to come in, and then it takes another 6 months for it to be
Be
produced.
produced.
So it probably was like in the pipeline for a while,
Yeah.
you
Yeah.
know?
So definitely while Otani was playing for the Angels.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's crazy. Those are nice though.
I guess it
Yeah.
usually doesn't not that it doesn't matter, but it doesn't affect it as much because the major league teams are the major league teams. Like you're not going away from that. You know?
Yeah,
So.
exactly. And there's some people that like collect, like I know people that just collect Expos, or people that just collect Yankees, or in this case, the under visors are gray and green. So like I know people that just collect green UVs or gray UVs, you
Oh,
know?
is
So
UV a slang or code for under
undervisor.
visor?
Under visor, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I always thought it was something that had to do with the
Yeah.
sun, fam.
Yeah, I thought it was serious talk here.
That's why I'm a sneakerhead, not a hat head, you know? Like,
Yeah. Is that
yeah.
what they
They
call
go
it? Hat
hand in
heads?
hand. Hat heads.
Oh my God, we're learning so much.
I
I'm
don't
gonna
think they
start
call it
using
that, man.
they don't call it that. You better
Alvin,
not
Alvin,
start using that.
we'll go to like their shops and just say, you know, hat heads, and they won't be able to tell the difference, man, that we're not into it. You know?
Hello, fellow hat heads.
Hello.
Hello, hat heads.
And they're like,
I'm
Narc,
a seven and a quarter.
Narc.
Narc.
No, oh my
I
God.
apologize to all the hat collectors out there. I swear to you, I just don't know the lingo, you know?
Yeah. Well, we know some now. The UV,
Under
eh?
visor, baby.
Hey.
Underpriser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Since you mentioned camo, can I just ask, and like, yeah, the big camo is very recognizable. What's your favorite camo? Type of camo? There's all sorts of
Ooh.
different camos.
There's,
And I
yeah.
learned a bit about this. No, I didn't learn. I just noticed it when I was playing Call of Duty.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Oh
And I was like, oh wow. Oh, okay. They all have names.
The
Okay,
different
okay.
names,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah. What's your favorite
I
camo?
can't remember the exact name, but it looks like it's like a digi camo. It's like
Right.
digital.
Dizzy
Digital
camo.
is
Yeah, that's what
crazy.
it
It's called
is.
digi
Yeah.
camo. Okay.
Yeah.
I have like a pair of cargo pants in a beige digi
Beige
camo.
Digi. Yeah, I
So
need
that's
that. Probably like a
yeah,
desert
like a
Digi
desert.
camo,
Yeah.
right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, I like tiger camo.
Bro, me too. Tiger
Ooh.
camo
Tiger
is my
camo is
thing.
crazy, bro.
Yeah, I
I like every
love
camo.
tiger
Like, I
camo.
love camo, but like tiger camo is my favorite, and I have nothing tiger camo yet.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find that piece.
What's that? What's the Air Max, dude? It's an Atmos.
Yeah, 90, right? The 90.
Yeah.
Tiger Camo.
I bought, yeah. I had one. Oh. I had to sell it because it was my lower range size and it's leather. Leather guts.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So tight. It hurt my feet so much, but I kept wearing it because it was my favorite camo. But now I feel like it's too old for me to look for a pair of that same pair.
Yeah.
Because at this point, I should just wait for something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've tried to replace it. I've tried to take like a pair of those duck camos. Not the same.
It's not duck camo is cool too, but
duck camo is okay. No. Is yeah, mm-hmm. but like
it's not tiger camo.
It's not tiger camo. No.
Rare.
Cal,
I like regular camo. I like regular camo. Camo. Yeah, yeah.
Cal's the OG.
I like also. I like digi camo as well. Like, digi camo's
cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like regular camo.
Yeah. Urban camo is not bad too. All right. We'll talk. I was gonna talk about something else, but Maya mentioned like a Japan only release, and in my head I just said Japan's with an S because I started watching Shogun.
Shogun.
Is it good?
It's so good. It's so good. I think they're at episode 4 now. Yeah, we just watched episode 4.
Man, it's on my list.
It's really, really good. Like all the reviews were like, 100% or like on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever. Like, oh my gosh. And I started watching it and it's really, really good. It's really good. And you got to get used to like who's who because everyone's name is Japanese. And I've gotten kind of the hang of it. Okay, that's this guy. And like, there's politics, there's religion, there's like dramatics, there's strategizing, there's a little bit of fighting war and stuff like that, and a lot of like Japanese customs. And you're like, and every episode kind of explains a bit of why they act or why they go about things a certain way. And it really opens my eyes to a lot of like history and customs. So I was like, oh fuck, okay. It's like, just the last one is it's called the Eightfold Fence. Anyways, if you watch it and you get to that part, I watched it and I was like, oh my gosh, that's why the characters are written this way. I go, oh my god. And it made me like figure out, I go, yes, I could totally do that. Like, I could totally see myself acting that way if you follow that philosophy. So, really good show. I highly recommend it.
Yeah,
I like it a lot. That's all I got.
I was gonna start it the other night and I forget. I think I just got tired and I didn't start it.
Yeah,
but I saw it. I was tempted.
It's definitely something that you want to be able to pay attention to. Like if you're
sounds good.
Yeah, like take the time to absorb. I find it's a good one. The gooder.
CGS picks. I wanted to ask you guys about a pick.
Yeah.
Pick up. I'll say this, and if I haven't got them, and somebody else hears this and wants them, by the time this episode comes out, you can go for them. from another .ca, has a pair of size 9 of that keep ripping, don't slip in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Safari Air Max ones, they got the orange leather toe with the safari prints on them and black. They have a pair of those for $80. They're well used.
Yeah.
They're well used, but
$80.
I could clean up a shoe,
yeah.
Pretty good, but they're size 9. And my size 10 Air Maxes I have now fit me. Like I don't know if they would feel the same if it was a 9.5, and these are a 9, and so I'm stuck here thinking, like, should I get them, maybe take out the insole, just see if it works, or should I get them and try to clean them up, and then if they don't work out, sell them, like, or should I just leave it alone? Because I'm like, it's $80 is like not that much money. You know what I mean? And it's a great pair.
So great pair. Great price. Like, and I think I'm a lot like you where it looks kind of like worn, well worn, but I'm like, I think I could clean those up.
You could finish
it. Yeah, clean it up. Yeah, no, the toe box. Sure. I think it'll work. But I do believe that the disappointment of when they don't fit and then having to go through the process of selling them to get them out is going to be so, it'll make the whole work of having to sell them that much more tedious.
Yeah.
Because part of you will have in the future, you'll be like, fuck, I knew it. I shouldn't have done it. Versus just not doing it, just sitting down on your hands and not doing nothing, and you'll less hassle. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, because there's still like, you know, a 90%, which is pretty high chance that they'll be small.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if you're saying your size 10 is a little snug.
I'd rather you take a chance on a pair that's half size too big versus
then you put an insole in that.
Yeah. This is really a do or die. There's no getting away around it. Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it, Kyle.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay.
But it's a heck of a find. Like that price.
I can see the dilemma for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've seen that pair for quite a long time, you know what I mean? Like in good light, like people taking pictures of that shoe, you know what I mean? So that's why when I see it, I'm like, that's a nice shoe. Like
Yeah. It's the safari, man. It's hard to beat. Yeah. Real quick, I also tap into the CGS picks to talk about like two pairs of sneakers that I got. I did get these two pairs of sneakers. They're two pairs of Future X Elite. Under Armour Future X Elite. They're a knit basketball sneaker, part of their new line. These two pairs are part of a collection that they call Dusk and Dawn. It's to inspired by the fact that the Under Armour athletes never tire and keep working on their game. I really like the colorway, especially this one. It's like a black upper with a pink outsole. I got sent a few pairs of these Future X Elite, and there's like photos being done for all of them, and it's pretty cool. The way that the person that sent them to me just wanted to see what I could do in terms of photo. They just wanted to see what my vision was. And it's a pretty cool project because it's a quote unquote low pressure because they're you do whatever you want. I just want to see what happens. I'm like, cool. Like that's a nice backing. Yeah.
Full creative control is always.
Yeah. It's very fun. So I'm actually having fun with these little shoots, these little projects. I'm going a bit overboard on some of them.
As you do.
you're going crazy.
But it's fun. Like it's fun when the shoot is finished, and then I clean up the area like that I had set up. So it's very soon. But the shout out to Under Armour. This is Under Armour US, Under Armour Canada. Shout out to them. Anything else?
Have you balled in that shoe yet? No,
I have not.
You've taken the pictures?
Exactly.
Yeah, now that you've...
yeah.
It's
and,
time.
And I won't ball in them until I'm done taking photos of all of them.
True.
There's two more that I need to take photos of. And then I plan to do a group shot. So be on the lookout for that because it just makes sense. I have six pairs. So it's
yeah.
So, but then in my head, I'm like, hey, dumb, just do the group shot now. I'm like,
save it.
Yeah. Do the group shot now. And then then I only have two left that I need to keep clean, you know?
Facts, yeah. Bro.
There's that. Yeah. Quick question. When you guys are taking photos or whatnot, do you put on music? Mood music of any sort? Is there a go-to song that you use? I have a go-to song.
What's your go-to?
It's a Heartbreak Anniversary
by Gibbion.
Oh, by Gibbion?
Yeah.
Damn, bro. You're getting your feels, eh?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, but he's...
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
It's soothing. And it's relaxing.
It is. Know? And I'll sing along on some parts. And I think it's just like, not repetitive, but like it's just instinctive, like the way I go about it. So I don't have to focus on the words, and it keeps me moving while I'm doing. Or maybe in some world, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll show you what I can do. You broke up with me, well, I'll show you what I can do. And then I
think what it sounds like.
Jeez. That's funny, bro.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, do you guys have mood music of some sort? Anything?
I don't know.
No.
No. When I'm outdoors, I will before. Like if I'm going somewhere to shoot, I'll be listening to music in my car. Or if I'm on the train, I'll be listening to music in my earphones.
Yeah.
But when I'm shooting, if I'm outside, I usually turn my earphones off so I could hear around my surroundings and shit. Because I'm like
the
camera and trying to run around and stuff. And then in the house, I'm usually just got something on YouTube on that I'm just listening to in the background, like talking or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I had on today. I had a podcast on and they started talking about creating content.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, yo, let's get it. And then I got up, I kept listening to the pod and it put me in the mood, man. So I just kept going and took shots and But
nice.
Most of the time it's some like old school R&B mixtape. But same thing as Chris. Like, I'll just be able to sing to it. It'll be just like, you know, second nature. I don't have to think about the words. It'll just put me in the mood and then just shoot.
Yeah. And Alvin's Filipino. So he can sing.
R&B.
Yeah.
I can karaoke. There's a difference.
True.
All right. Let's get into flooding our feed. It's a couple of Pierre sneakers we're going to talk about. Real quick, I think everyone's happy about this one. Jordan 3 Black Cement. They've announced that it is reimagined.
Give me that.
Oh, no. Sorry. It's not reimagined. It's remastered. Yes. Sorry.
Remastered.
Yeah.
It's remastered. Not reimagined. Remastered. At first, I was like, that's not news. What the fuck is this? Why are they posting about this? And then I thought about it. I go, holy shit, that is big news.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah. They're talking about like they're going back to the specs of 88 or whatever. Like,
It's going to be like that sleek toe.
No? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Hopefully it's like, you know, GR like the past few. Not a GR, but like, you know,
they've made tons of pairs. Numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope so. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Same.
So, reimagined, things might be different, right? Like they can take they take like liberties in terms of design and they might switch up some stuff, while remastered is just they take whatever's already been done and just fucking make it dope.
They've mastered
just master it.
They master it. Yeah. Makes it really, really, really exciting. November 23rd. That's on Black Friday, right?
I think there'll be a lot of units. If it's like a November
I think
release,
so.
I think it'll be a lot of units.
But like so we've mentioned this before. Gratitude Jordan 11 sat in some spots. This is a different shoe, but in some ways it's like, hey man, that was still a Jordan 11. I mean, Jordan 11 is supposed to do big things, but
it's a price point too. Weren't those like 270?
320? Canada, I think 295.
Yeah, bro. Well, yes. I guess the Jordan 3 is going to be the same, no?
Yeah, I would
think in the
so.
270 zone. Maybe by then, yeah, maybe jacked up to 280 because it's a remastered or 290.
Yeah.
But
jeez, man,
it's very good. Like, look, I this past week messaged Cal because I saw a pair of used white cement fours for under $300. It's a 2016 pair with the Nike Air. And I'm hesitating. Like, I'm like, yo, should I get this? He's like, I don't know. Like, normally that would have been gone, no? Like, something's up, right?
Yeah, for that price?
Yeah.
Is it because the bread four has that new toe? So everyone is figuring that all the new fours will have that nice toe going on. And if I get that 2016 pair, it's just like, well, that's old stuff, old news.
Yeah, I think it's partly that.
I don't know. It's tough.
And the military fours are coming out as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever they're called now.
Military blue? It's yeah.
It's not military anymore. It's something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Industrial?
Industrial blue.
Yeah, industrial. Yeah.
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 Okay. Man, we got to plan this one out. We have until November to save up. Eh? Yeah.
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 Sure.
Yeah,
that'll work. Kobe 8 Pro Tro Venice Beach. This is actually quite soon, April 13th, in a month. Kobe 8 Pro Tro Venice Beach. Do you guys like this pair?
Summer vibes, bro. I like the colors. I like the pops of like yellow and orange. I like the vibrant colors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kobe 8 was very wearable on street.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd wear this shorts on street?
I don't think I will try it. Like, if I could get them for retail, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not get them on resale, I believe.
Okay.
I always... Yeah. Yeah.
They're never one of my favorites, so.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
No, I like the Kobe 8, but just this Venice Beach colorway of it. It's cool, but yeah, it's a bit much.
Yeah, I feel like the gray spots are should be a different color. I've always felt that
white,
way.
Red.
Yeah,
white,
maybe.
Do you think?
I don't know. Just not gray. I don't know why.
Maybe, yeah, I feel that.
This probably has a significance why it's gray, and I totally over my head, but yeah.
I feel like it's gray because of the
asphalt?
Like the concrete that people play on, yeah.
Yeah, concrete.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that does make sense. But meh. All right. Jordan, that doesn't mean we don't want it, right? Okay, we can get
right.
it. Can get
yeah,
it.
No.
Jordan 11 Low Diffused Blue. August 17th, Jordan 11 Low Diffused Blue. So
it's cool.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the pictures that I saw that made them look cool, but I really like this pair for some reason.
It's a navy, bro.
Yeah. You can't go wrong.
It's
a good like summer sneaker.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it too. The weather's getting warmer.
Yeah,
I'm feeling happy.
And then like a nice like navy blue fitted, whatever team, it doesn't matter. Just as long as it's navy, you're straight.
Oh, LA Dodgers? That's not
navy.
It's blue, like royal
yeah,
blue.
Yeah, royal blue.
It's probably Dodger whatever. Blue.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Look at you, Hathead.
Angels blue.
Hathead.
Hathead. Maybe if the UV is the diffused blue. next one. Okay, real quick. Nike KD 17.
I like these, bro.
Yo, 17. His 17th signature shoe. It's a lot, man.
Crazy.
But they look good, man.
You like them?
They remind me of the Air Max Plus,
like that's what they're inspired by.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like they're trying to make it a little bit more street friendly. Maybe not, but I like them. Like, I mess with them. They look good. Okay.
Yeah. I can see some colorways of this doing really well if they go with the Air Max Plus colorways.
Yeah. Like,
the putting colorways, for sure. A nice purple and with an orange swoosh on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, that is the sun's colorway, no?
Hey. As well. Yes. Yeah. I don't think I'll get pairs, but it'll be cool to see.
Mm-hmm. It could possibly make a colorway I would like. Like, you know what I mean? That's when I look at it, I'm like, that's a cool looking shoe. This one I wouldn't buy, but there might be a pair that comes out that I like the way that looks.
You probably like the On Pearls, bro. Whatever colorway. It's usually something with pink.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Oh,
I'm usually a fan of all the On Pearl like colorways for the KDs, man. They usually execute those pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Damn. And they got to compete with all the other
Air Max Plus colorways.
All the other signature lines.
Mm-hmm.
Like the book. Jeez.
The book. Yeah. The book is basically like a Jordan 1, but like in basketball shoe form. I'm talking about like the panels.
Yeah.
And like what colorways you could put on it. Like he's done a lot of PE colorways where it's like the shattered backboard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, they're nice, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Air Max 1, the 86 version in a with the big bubble in a blue colorway. This is a women's release. They will have extended sizing all the way up to like 15 men's, so there's that.
Nice.
I like this. I am partial to the Air Max 1 blue versus the red. That's me.
And this is the one with the like the Air Max Day one, right? With the neon green midsole, or are we talking about something else?
There is just a regular one with the white.
Mm. Oh, this is the one.
But yeah, there is the one with the yellow for Air Max Day, which is also very nice.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I remember when the red ones came out. So that's why I see it now with the big bubble. And I'm like, that's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I think I'm more partial to the red
pair. Red. How many?
I like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I like how it's a women's exclusive with extended sizing.
How many pairs of Air Max do you guys believe you will get this March? This month of March?
None,
eh?
I haven't seen any that like
must haves
in my mind, you know? Yeah, like must haves.
Maybe old pairs. I usually get in the mood to get like a lot of Air Max. Like there's been years where I just went bonkers and just bought tons of them. But yeah, this year, I don't know.
This year Nike is slacking on the promotion, man. I don't see anyone talking about that.
Yeah, Air Max didn't have much of a marketing.
I mean, do you guys remember what was the Air Max Day release last year?
Wasn't the big bubble
concept? Or the big bubble?
Oh, the big bubble.
It was concept. Yeah.
Or the concept. Or both.
I think the year before was concepts, right?
Yeah, I think that's how it went. Big Bubble was last year, and then the year before was Concepts, right? Wasn't it?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Big Bubble, they reintroduced like the Air Max 1 with the Big Bubble, I think.
Yeah, maybe they're like, oh, a month is way too much. Let's go back to a day.
Yeah.
Just one day.
They're like, we have way too much other things to deal with.
Speaking of which, Air Max DN. Air Max DN is the one of the March 26 releases. I think DN stands for dynamite. I don't know. I tried to read the description of the sneaker, and it's probably the only word that had D and N in it.
Well, what does TN stand for?
Tuned. Isn't that what it is? Tuned Air?
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
So, and what did you think it was?
Dynamite.
Dynamite?
Yeah, it's in the description of the
sticks
sneaker.
Or something. Oh yeah, okay. Then yeah, it probably is. I like the Supreme one just because of hype beast styles. Other than that, I haven't seen any that have caught my eye out of all of them that I've seen. They look kind of plain to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're cool.
I just don't know.
They remind me of the Noctas a little bit in terms of like the silhouette.
Yeah, like a raised kind of outsole with a little space where like right at the arch area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's all right. It's not ugly.
It's a new technology, so. Yeah, it's not ugly.
But I think in terms of it being the release or one of the releases for Air Max Day, I don't know.
Yeah, and especially like the first like colorway, if it is for Air Max Day, like
like the all black.
Like do something different, man. Like do something rememberable, not like
here's
this right shoe that looks like it could be on the shelf of anywhere. Like that looks like a shoe, like no offense if you like the shoe, but like, and I like the air bubble and stuff, but the upper looks like you could find it at Winners. Like it'll be sitting at Winners. This looks like a Winners shoe, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of like something that nurses would wear too with their scrubs.
Oh, maybe it's gonna be big with the nurse crowd.
Maybe
I think it'll be big in the UK, bro. Isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it'll be big in the UK.
Maybe
like a big UK Skepta shoe, you know.
DN stands for the nurses.
The nurses.
Air Max, the nurses. Yeah. This last shoe kind of leads into the topic I had for this week. We're talking about new silhouettes. And it got me thinking. I was shopping for sneakers and I was trying to figure out what to search for for different boutiques on eBays and whatnot. And I kept going back to the same sneakers, right? Mm-hmm. The same silhouettes. So I wanted to find out from you guys how a new silhouette, like a new design of sneaker, or a new slash old silhouette, which is kind of like, as an example, New Balance 550, it's a new but old silhouette, can affect a brand. Okay, so this new one, this the Air Max DN, it had some type of effect, maybe not a great one. It's a new silhouette that they're trying out, and from our point of view, it's kind of like, well, you know, you didn't do much. But there are some silhouettes that come out that can affect the brand in a certain way. I did bring up the 550, which is a new slash old silhouette.
Yeah.
That kind of really, really pushed the brand to different heights, yeah?
Yeah, man. I think 100%. The colorways, like slash story behind certain things is huge. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like apparently rumor has it that the Stash Air Max 95s are coming back in the holiday.
Yeah.
And that's been like a 95. That's been like on most Air Max heads, like top grail list.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like unattainable. And if you do attain it, you can't wear it because it's so old. Mm-hmm. But now that it's releasing and it looks like they're not doing anything to fuck it up.
Yes.
Because let's face it, sometimes Nike fucks shit up. No, I don't care who says anything. That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like this is just like, this could be a resurgence of that 95 silhouette.
Yeah.
Not that it needs it, but it's like, you don't see it a lot right now. I don't know if it's because it's not summertime or whatever, but I don't see it on the streets, you know?
No, so. But in that way, maybe it does need it because the old one is just that old. That one, there aren't any too many in circulation, and two, people who have it don't want to circulate it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I did see like what he has like a pop up or something set up at
Yeah, I
Concepts.
think he had like a book and he did a pop up for like a book that he had, which was dope, but I was looking for the shoe, so you know.
Yes. So bringing back old designs, that's a way to like bring some heat back to the particular brands.
Yeah, I
But
think
new ones
also.
also like with the AE1, right?
Oh yeah.
And the Harden, like the latest Harden is I see it everywhere, people
I
talking about
haven't.
it all the time.
Yeah.
Like I don't see it on foot, but like all over the internet, I see that shoe and people saying that it's good.
Yeah.
And I hadn't heard a lot of talk about Adidas, you know what I mean, for a minute. And they're both those shoes are getting talked about quite a lot.
Yeah, it's true. That's good. That's the See, like it's very hit or miss if like if they bring back old sneakers with new technology, sometimes it doesn't work. But this one, there, if you take a chance on a new design completely and it doesn't work, then I think you're really fucked. I don't know,
I agree.
Like it might just kill that line altogether. But if you do like all of a sudden like strike gold or strike oil, if that makes sense. With like the AE one, yeah, it's true. Harden is true, bro. You're right.
Yeah, and like with Reebok,
Yeah.
like you can't really see like. What are they gonna do? That's tricky for them because they only have a couple like a few like hits out like
Yeah.
you know what I mean? Outside their classics, like the classic leather and stuff like that.
Question.
But yeah, you got the question and then you got like the Shaq series. You got the Iverson series and the Shaq series. Then like Sean Kemp's or whatever. But then when they tried to like move forward, I guess that was Adidas that did that, right?
Back
Move the
in the day.
basketball over to Adidas and took it like the new stuff. Like that's why John Wall and them went over to Adidas, right? From Reebok. So I don't know what they would do actually. Cause I was gonna say last time they did it, it didn't work. And then I realized like, oh wait, that was Adidas that took it away. So maybe it would have worked.
Yeah, they need a player,
Maybe
bro.
they
They
need
just need
somebody,
someone.
yeah. A player or even a designer, like how Salehe did for New Balance.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
I mean,
Or like they
Crocs,
need
not
Teddy. They need a
Salehe.
Teddy
The name Joe Fresh
collab.
Goods. Sorry, that was a
No,
Joe
they
Fresh
had
Goods
that
and
Pyre Moss
Salehe.
guy. Pyre Moss was over at Reebok for a little while. But what did
Yeah.
he
Didn't
do?
work. But
Work. It
like
was
they'd
like a
have
do I don't
to
think
I don't know.
people
You need a
Pyre Moss.
particular person to bring out like a new design completely or attach a name to it so that people actually pay attention. From my point of view, like you get Jerry Lorenzo and everyone's waiting. Okay. What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do? And then when he does finally put out his new stuff, people are looking versus just dropping like an Air Max DN and people are like, oh, this is new. Like, where'd
See,
the
like,
idea
had
come?
they gotten like Skepta? Maybe
Yeah,
behind it
facts.
to like, you know, come out with a dope
Like a little
colorway or
collab, something. Yeah.
collab. Yeah, maybe it would have, you know, done
Jerry
better.
kind of went back to the old stuff, but made it new as well. Like he
Yes.
kept his same Fear of God style that he did with Nike
Yeah.
and just brought it over to Adidas. He didn't change up his style or anything. Like, so that's
No.
almost like a rework kind of thing.
Like what didn't make it for Nike? He's like, you know what? What if I just move this here or just so yeah, like for weeks now I've been looking for that pair of Adidas that I could wear on street. And my thing is I'm looking at all these, I'm doing all the searches, trying to find pairs of sneakers that I can buy. And all the old staples, like I go, I don't want a Stan Smith. I don't want a
No.
superstar. You know, even the 84 form, people have suggested that to me. And I'm like, I don't want it unless there's a collab attached to it. But then I find it. But even then, it's not pushing me over the edge. So I'm like, I'm going to need a new design on this. But I don't know what they might be able to put out there that I'm gonna latch onto. And I'm even looking, look, yo, remember the time when Ultra Boost was super hot? Mm-hmm. Ultra Boost was something. Remember when NMD? Now we don't even know one.
Who?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
No more for the nurses. Yeah.
No more.
NMD.
No, it's no more dollars, bro. No more dollars.
Yeah. I need something new, but yeah. Like, so even if I find like a really, there was a Bape NMD. And back when that released, it was crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
So there's a pair on eBay and I was looking at it and I was watching it. And I'm like, how much am I going to pay for this? Like, am I going to pay for an NMD? Is this what's going on right now?
That's crazy.
Right. So I backed away from that ledge. And but then I'm like, fuck, man. Like, what am I supposed to do here? Like, am I supposed to look for like a new silhouette?
Yo, did you look through the EQT line?
Yeah, kind of.
That I remember they had that whole line. I hadn't thought of that when we talked about
I did.
The other times.
I did look at, and you'll like this, the Kith one, the Ronnie Feig one.
Oh
yeah,
Brave and Blue. Yeah, the blue and the gold one.
You had those because I got them from you. You gave those to me.
I was just looking at them because I'm like, yeah, that would be special because it's like out there and whatever. Yeah, and I can find pairs, but I'm like, no, that's still not doing it. So I don't know, guy. I really don't know.
Would you do the Crazy 8?
So it's a weird criteria, but I'd like a shoe that I can kind of wear without lacing if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Or laced up. Laced up or not laced.
Pre-laced? Pre-laced.
Yeah, I guess, the but then it becomes extra bulky. I do have pairs. I have the red pair of the Crazy 8.
Oh,
it's a very bulky shoe, like bulbous, bulky.
Mm-hmm. Like the outsole?
The whole shoe, when you have it on, it's kind of like a whole bubble on your foot. A sharp, it's got a good shape, but it's kind of biggish. Very padded. And I can only rock it a certain way if I can. Like, I have to show a lot of sock if I'm going to wear that shoe.
Mm. Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. So. Yeah, maybe I'm tending more towards a lower cut sneaker if possible, because we are getting into warmer weather too. So there is that. I wanted to also mention, like, look, Jordan sneakers. Okay, as much as people love them, it's no new silhouettes.
No
new Jordan silhouette does well.
Mm-hmm.
And so they continuously have to rely on like the old designs, and that's it. It's not a bad thing, but that's just the way
it
is.
But it works.
Yeah. That's what it's just a thing where you like, hey, they've never had to put out a new design. If anything, the new designs are kind of like, no. Kind of like detrimental to the brand in some way.
Yeah, that's
those,
funny.
Those 2-3s, kinda... yo. Those Jordan 2-3s.
Yeah.
those are cool.
I think the problem is the old designs are so strong that why would you get that if you can get this? Why don't you get it? Just get a 3 or just get a 2. Why would you get a 2-3? Just get a 3 or just get a 2.
I agree. What about the Trunner, though? What about the Trunner? Remember the Trunner?
I do remember the Trunner.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What do you think would happen if they brought the Trunner out? Do you think it would sell?
They did
an OVO one back in the day, no?
Yeah. It did well, that one. It's hard to find.
I think that one did really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need to attach a cool story to it, or else it goes unnoticed, I find.
Do like a Travis, you know?
Travis, yes. Oh, I was just going to say Travis Scott Trunner.
Travis Scott. Trunner Scott Trunner. Trunner Scott Travis. Yeah.
The Trunner Scots, bro.
The Trunner Scots.
The Trunner Scots.
How about models like the 990 V6? So 990 is a very good line. V2, very nice. V3, then they went up to a V6, which I think people are like good with, but some people are not good with at all.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the shape, I think it depends on the colorway.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the youngers like it
because
of the bulkiness.
Yeah,
I heard it's very comfortable. That's the one thing that I've heard unanimously, that it's very comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. And what about the idea of vaulting sneakers, which is basically you take a sneaker, you put away the design, you put away the production for a while, for a few years, until people kind of like, hey, what happened to all the Stan Smith?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, boom, they come back out.
I think that's smart. I think it's smart to vault sneakers and then bring them out.
Yeah.
In like
what
10 years.
Do you guys think they should vault? Not right now.
The Jordan 1.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah, the Jordan 1.
I don't think it'll 550? Ever happen, but yeah.
Yeah, it'll never. The 550, the you said it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 550 should vault. Dunk, you said?
I feel like...
No, I don't. I'm not. I wouldn't vault it. I like the dunk, but, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. So, you know the plum colorway of the dunk?
Uh-huh.
It's like two shades of purple with like kind of like a dark red swoosh going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That came out like a few years ago, not a lot of years ago, just a few years ago. And I think it's coming back out soon.
Yeah, because they did that ugly duckling one again too, no? The green, brown, and orange or whatever.
So, and all of a sudden, I'm kind of interested in it.
I was looking for them, bro. That colorway is so good.
So I don't know for what reason, but I just saw a picture of it. I'm going, that would look good on my feet. Yeah. And I'm like,
and then you know what I did after? I looked for the Air Max 1 in the same colorway.
Shit. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what the formula is, what the deal is with new silhouettes. Is there some formula that works well for you guys? Is there anything that the audience would like to see in terms of new silhouettes, how they work and how they affect us? Is there anything else you guys want to mention about this?
I want to see what Shaq and Allen Iverson do with Reebok.
Yeah, I hope they have something cooking.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I hope hopefully. They bring Reebok up to some glory. And I want those guys to succeed. And seeing Reebok succeed will be nice, just because those guys will be succeeding.
It feels they like they got control, the... They got, I think they had like blank check. It feels like it. The way that they're talking about stuff, like... Shaq's like tweeting random athletes, you'll come over to Reebok. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got something cooking.
Yeah, the comeback.
Yeah. Because those two guys still have like, they're still influential, I find. And like people still.
Oh, really for
like
sure, them. Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they get the right type of athlete to like tap in and then fucking run with one of their silhouettes, might work. Maybe some Shaq sneakers, but in a low version.
Oh, yeah, Shaqnosis,
like a
low?
Protro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that, bro.
Yeah.
Bangers.
Yeah, for the summer.
Put some aged midsoles on there. Jeez.
Oh.
It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Reebok, hit us up, man. We know what we're talking about out here, bro.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any shout outs? Good to go?
Yeah,
good to go.
right. That was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. And you can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Alvin, where can people find you?
You can find me at Mr. Qmart and at Canada Got Soul.
Shout out to Canada Got Soul. Kelby, where can people find you?
You can find me at Just Kelby.
Shout out to Just Kelby. And Maya, where can people find you?
You can find me at potatopo.tato and at Traffic Boys.
Shout out to the Traffic Boys. And you can find myself at Christopher.chu. Be sure to follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.
Peace.